Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bacon Smiles Podcast, episode number 32. We're just banging out these podcasts this month. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
All right, let's get this thing started. Got a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff going on in the world.
A lot has happened since our last podcast.
Yeah, before I break down what we're actually going to talk about this podcast, I do want to just start by saying that, as always, anytime there's tragedy and things going on in the world, we need to keep praying. And in the times of struggle and the times where a lot of negative things are going on, there's always needs to be a response. And our response should be with prayer. And that God, knowing that God will hold us close and hold us all, you know, where we need to be, and bring us together.
And our leadership too.
Yeah,
they need it too.
Yeah, we definitely need to keep praying for a world leadership. We need to pray that people will come together and stop really just being terrible.
Yeah.
So just to start off, I know on a little more of a somber note, and that we're, you know, where we normally want to be, but right. Yeah, so that's my feeling on that. That's my response to that, is that we do need to keep praying. We need to spend time in prayer, adoration. We need to be spending time at Mass, praying for the things that are going on in the world, that they can end peacefully.
And, amen.
Yeah. So, we have a lot going on. Number one, I'm not going to spoil it, but I have a huge announcement. We'll
another
just kind of go right out of the gate and talk about that. Also, 1 month countdown.
One month. For
my daughter's
arrival.
Yeah.
Debut.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you are.
So, of course I'm excited. And we did just take a little bit of a pause for technical difficulties, but we're going to just keep rolling through.
We're pros at this.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, getting excited is like an understatement. I am like just pumped.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet my daughter, and I can't wait just to hold her and just to see her and just experience everything that comes along with that. And
introduce her to Buster, of course.
Oh, of course.
And Buster's going to love her.
Like, I'm super excited to experience everything that comes along with it, with Eva, you know, and just everything. And we had Eva's family side baby shower a couple weeks ago, and that was just awesome. And yeah. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, 1 month countdown for me and you. So
for me too.
Just awesome. Today, while we're recording this, is August 23rd. So just wanted to say happy birthday to my really good friend Matt Gruder, who passed away when I was in high school, and let his family know that I'm thinking of them and miss him, and just he would have been 33 today.
Oh,
wow. So want to say that. And I got a pretty funny story about something that happened here in this house over the weekend. And then you got stuff on music.
Absolutely.
And gospel is a pretty awesome story. I like it a lot. And our saint of the day, Saint Rose of Lima. Pretty interesting story with this saint of the day. And then you have news of the weird.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. So that was a breakdown. We kind of went off on a tangent, kind of had some technical difficulty with no audio recording. So good. Now we're good.
If you ever are on Facebook, remember to check us out on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Because we like to live stream what's going on here in the studio and studio. Sometimes deal with the, well.
My office.
It's kind of a studio.
Yeah, it totally works.
That's a kennel. That's not a cage.
Yeah, they can't see that.
It's just letting their imagination run.
So big announcement. It's kind of a bittersweet but super exciting time for me.
It's an awesome one.
Yeah. after 15 years working with youth ministry at St. Bartholomew's Church, I will no longer be working there. I got an amazing opportunity to be the youth minister of Sacred Heart Parish in Bloomfield.
Awesome.
I am pumped about it. They haven't had a youth ministry program in a very long time. Everyone there is super excited to have one.
You're building it from the ground up.
Yeah, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be slow. It's gonna be, just hard work. But I'm excited about it, and I'm not moving anywhere. I will still be.
We'll still be able to do the podcast, studio, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good.
Anyone that came through the St. Bart's program, anyone that's still there, I'm not really going anywhere. My parish will be Sacred Hearts Parish in Bloomfield. That's where my wife and my family, that's where we will be attending Mass, as it's important for a youth minister to be present. Mm-hmm. So I will be changing parishes, but it's an exciting time.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's bittersweet where St. Bart's has been my home for a very long time.
Well, you've been a part of that program ever since I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
So it's going to be weird without you there, but I'm so thrilled for you because, here's an opportunity to spread what's changed your life, turn it around, and now you can bring that to other teenagers in another community.
It's pretty crazy to think about that I was a senior in high school and a peer minister when you were a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
And I was a confirmation teacher for the first time when your wife-to-be was a freshman in high school. So that's how long I've been there.
It's an awesome amount of experience that you gain from that.
Yeah, and it's all led me to where I am now, So just a humble servant of God, and I go where he takes me, and I truly feel that this is where he's called me to be. So I'm super, super excited about it.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
And I'm super thankful for all the support that I've gotten. Steve, the coordinator at St. Bart's and St. Bridget, now St. Teresa of Calcutta Parish between the two churches, has been very supportive as well. So thanks to everyone. It's been amazing just to know that I have everyone's support.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about a month to go. I kind of talked about how excited I am.
Yeah.
How's it for you?
Oh, we're thrilled. Can't wait. Can't wait.
So the same day as my due date.
That's right.
Your wedding day.
So I'll probably be texting you and going, how's everything going? Everything going well? But we were looking at the readings yesterday, just going through. They give you a booklet of the readings and you're just flipping through and just trying to find which speaks to us the most. And on our wedding invites, on the response card, we put, a few lines and said, if you want, write down your song requests here. So it's just been fun getting some of the song requests that people have been sending in. So it's just fun seeing it come together and know, okay, we got about a month left to it. Well, a month exactly left. Just seeing how nicely it's just kind of coming together and everyone helping us out. It's been wonderful.
It's awesome. Yeah, and I was supposed to be in that wedding. Then we found out my due date.
Well, you're still welcome if situations allow.
Yes. it's cool.
Jen was joking the other day. She's like, if your baby comes during and you guys are hanging out, that would be the ultimate wedding crashing situation.
Yeah, talk about stealing the party.
Right, right. All right, we gotta go.
That's so awesome for you guys.
Yeah,
thank you. Looking forward to that. Hopefully, I can be there.
Yeah.
If not, I got a pretty big reason why not.
Well, and we'll still be in touch because I want to make sure that you guys are doing well. So
yeah, and I mean probably like 3-4 days after that, we'll be doing another podcast. Right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Might be a little bit of a stretch, but we might need to take a week or two off, but...
Yeah. All right, so things to prep you for when you're married.
Yeah.
I told you I had a pretty funny story about what happened in this house over this past weekend. So last weekend, I went down into the basement to do some laundry late at night, And guess what was in my house?
A squirrel.
A bat.
A bat.
A bat. So I'm like, I walk down the stairs, right? And I'm just not even really paying attention. All of a sudden, like this bat just flies right down in front of my face. I'm like, I run back upstairs. All right. So then I get prepped. Eva's asleep. Like I said, this is probably like 11 o'clock at night. I'm just trying to do some laundry for the next day. I am just getting ready. I put jeans on. I put a hoodie on. I cover like all but like the circle of my face, you know? And I am I'm telling you. And then I'm like, Eva's like, what's going on?
What are you doing?
And I'm like, there's a bat in the house. And I hate bats.
Go back to sleep. Everything's fine.
These little spawns of Satan. And all right, so then I'm looking up, all right, how to get bats out of the house, how to scare them out of the house, right? So they'll like make noise, open a door. So I'm, did you hear that?
That's Batman.
So
I'm Batman.
So all right, so there's a bat, right? And so I see it, I open the door to the basement, and I'm like, all right, so I got a broom in one hand, I got a laundry basket in the other, because I'm ready to trap it.
Yeah.
All right, so so I'm like going down the stairs and I'm banging on the walls and I'm like, okay, ready. And they said the bat is gonna run from noise, right? Not this bat. This bat is a tough guy. He is ready for a fight. So I'm smashing on the wall, got my laundry basket. This guy flies right at my head. So I'm like, I duck the bat and fall on the stairs. Like, right? So then I pop back up and I'm swinging and it's coming at me, but I'm missing it because it's a bat. Let me tell you something. They can move.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't make a lot of noise when they're flying because they glide.
Yeah, and they have to be quiet in order to get their prey.
Let me tell you something. I don't like bats.
No.
I don't like them at all. Because all I can picture is this thing landing on my face and just biting me. And I'm just like going to be flailing around.
Yeah.
I don't like bats.
How'd it get in? Did you ever figure that out?
No.
No.
So, all right. We're gonna fast forward a little ahead. So then I go outside. I got the great idea. I'm going to sneak in through my basement door. Because I have a walk-in basement. Yeah. And I open the door trying to scare it out. Didn't work. So now I'm going to sneak in and turn all the lights on because they don't like lights.
Yeah.
So I sneak in, pull one string, light, hunker down, looking. Like I'm sitting on the floor looking around like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. So then, all right, run forward, get to the next light, pull the string, looking, getting around. Whoa, nope, nothing. I turn every light on in my basement. Like, get to every single light. And I'm, like, every single step, I'm, like, looking in a 360 direction. Like, looking. Nope. Guess what?
What?
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh.
Yeah. It might still be in this house right now.
Could be. Could be. Could be getting its friends.
Never saw it again.
No.
I have left the lights on in my basement.
So that's why I was seeing lights on in your garage, too.
Yeah. Nope. Every light's on. I made Eva sleep with every light on in the house that night, including our bedroom.
Because I was like, electricity bills going through the room.
No.
It's worth it.
Well, see, for her safety,
right?
I was like, we can't have this be the one dark room in the house.
Right.
Because they're going to go for the dark.
Right.
That wouldn't be nice.
No.
So, yep. I stayed up for like 3 days because I hate bats. Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm scared of it.
No.
But I don't want to be bit by one.
Right.
So these are things, being the man of the household.
Yeah.
That, you know, sometimes you got to gear up.
I'm taking notes.
Sometimes you got to gear up, get your broom out.
It's a laundry basket. Taking notes here on my Mac.
And my thing is, I thought I was being so quiet, sneaking into the house.
They're hearing everything.
He was like, I'm pretty sure I heard you fall.
A couple times.
So that was my adventure.
That's funny. Noted. Sage advice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, music.
Music, yes. Well, while we're on that topic. So this past weekend, there was a new album that just came out by this gospel artist. His name is Travis Green. And it's right now the number one album on the Christian iTunes, if you want to check it out on Spotify or iTunes or your local store. It's called Crossover, live from Music City, recorded in Nashville.
Yeah.
This song I found over the weekend. It's a beautiful rendition of 10,000 Reasons and What a Beautiful Name. It's this this duo called Caleb and Kelsey. And I guess they just go on YouTube and upload a lot of Christian covers and stuff like that. But they ended up taking those two songs and worked it into a medley.
Oh,
and it sounds really, really cool. So I recommend checking that out on YouTube if you're interested. Coming out this Friday, Farewell Fear by Finding Favor, kind of a southern rock pop band. They're coming out with a new album. And then looking ahead to October, Brandon Heath has his new project coming out called Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. And then also in October, it's getting to that time of year. Casting Crowns. It's finally Christmas.
Oh.
So that's coming out in October. And speaking of Casting Crowns and Christmas, they have just announced their Christmas tour with For King Country.
Which is For King.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nationwide tour. I think the closest it comes to New England is Pittsburgh. But if they're coming to your area, worth checking out.
Oh, definitely.
Casting Crowns, For King Country, Christmas.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
Awesome.
So that's the latest I have here in music news.
Awesome. All right. So we can get right into the gospel.
The gospel. You were pretty ecstatic about this reading.
Yeah. So I was telling Evan that my wife and I have started doing the daily readings at night at dinner. So we sit together. We both have the same app on our phone, Catholic Daily Readings. Mm. And we'll go through the readings and kind of like reflect on it. Like, oh, what did that, you know, what stuck out to you? And kind of like that whole, like, let it sit, you know, chew on it.
Yeah.
You know? And so we have today's gospel, Matthew 20, 1 through 16. It's the parable of the landowner. Mm. Awesome story. So I'll just read it and then we'll break it down.
We'll chew on it.
Yeah. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into the vineyard. Going out at about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. He went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise, going out about 5 o'clock. He found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour. And you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last one the same as you? Am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Such an awesome parable.
Amen.
So, When Eva and I, she might not like me sharing this, but she won't care. When we were first going through it, she's like, you know, I don't like this parable. She's like, it just seems so unfair. She's like, I get it. If you're, you know, if you look at it like the kingdom of, I was like, you know, like the opening line of the parable, the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner. So, yes, Jesus is talking about the fact that we all are entitled to heaven, no matter when we come, right? And what is just is our eternal life in heaven, right? So, that's what the parable is about. Those who come last will still get in first. Those who have been here the whole time, you'll still get into. There is no greater reward than heaven. There is no better goal than that. There is no, well, I've believed in heaven my whole life, so I get a better heaven. That's not how that works.
Exactly. He loves us equally.
And his love is endless.
Yeah.
So there is no loving more. There is no loving less. So it is because all
then
equal.
That, you know, if it was, you know, people gain more love, or that's all through works. You know, it's like if I work harder, he'll love me more. Whereas his love is just...
It is, you know, endless.
It is endless for all.
And that's not to say that you should not honor God in everything that you do. Because God will bless you here on this earth as well as in heaven. So the really cool thing in the discussions that I had with my wife and what I've had with people about this parable in the past is, even if you take the parable as a story, the other part of it that you should take from that is, don't be envious of what other people get. If someone else gets a raise at work and you don't, should that change the way that you work?
No.
No, absolutely not. You should always work as hard as you can. You should be the best version of yourself that you can be, regardless of what else happens. You can't control what others are going to do. There may be some kind of favoritism. There may be some kind of good old boys network. There may be some kind of weird thing that happens in our daily lives that other people get advantages that we don't get. And I just mean that in a workplace. So you can either dwell on that and get yourself into a pretty negative place, or you can strive to be the best you that you can be and be that, be Christ in that situation, and just be like, I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to do my job as best I can and not let it bother me that some unfair things are going on around here. You know, don't let it mess with your life. Don't let it bring you to a place that you shouldn't be. That's another part of this that I take from it. Is, should you not help? Should they not get in living wage even if they came halfway through the day? Because what does it matter to you? The landowner's basically, like in the parable, the landowner is saying, I have the money. What does it matter to you if I give it away? You know?
Right. Exactly.
So it's basically, don't be envious of generosity. Don't be envious of other people getting things that you think that you deserve. Focus on being the best you can be, and God will provide.
Amen.
Yeah. So our saint of the day, actually pretty cool, Saint Rose of Lima, super holy woman. Her whole life she knew that she should be a nun. Her family did not like that. Her family, her parents, would not let her be a nun. So she lived a very solitary life, almost never left the house. She just stayed in and prayed. Towards the end of her life, she made a room in her home. She made room in her home to take in homeless and sick people and ministered to them, took care of them all the way up until her death. And when she died, many, many people came to her funeral. And a lot of, like, the higher-ups in society that would never be seen with someone of her class came to pay tribute to her in her life. So that's the type of sainthood mm-hmm. that we should all strive to be. You know, those little, the little things that we can do. Sometimes we know what we're called to do and we can't get there. There's stuff stopping us. But you can still make a difference. You can still do God's work. Mm-hmm. And she did. And it's just, it's amazing to think about the fact that she knew that she should have been a nun.
Mm-hmm. But felt that calling early on.
Felt that calling. And she couldn't. So she lived a life of solitude and holiness. Mm. And she did what she could. And then took care of homeless people and sick people and really did God's work. You know?
Yeah.
So that's a saint. So Saint Rose of Lima. I love doing this saint of the day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's the stories of these people. And we're all called to sainthood. Because mm-hmm. guess what? Guess what saint means? Saint means that we get to heaven.
Right.
So if anyone ever asks you, you think you could be a saint? You better say yes. Because that's what we're all called to be. We all want to be in heaven, right? So that's what a saint is.
Mm-hmm.
And so to just, oh man, these holy people. And these saints that give you, like, these extraordinary examples of what it means to be holy people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I love doing the saints of the day. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What you got?
So, switching gears a little bit here. Here's a person that screwed up. This was back on Monday. It was a person who made the wrong choice of stealing a car. not a saintly move. But the police caught up to him pretty quickly, and the way that it happened was pretty amusing, because what happened on Monday?
Oh, the eclipse.
That's right. So this gentleman's driving around in the car, not realizing that there's a detective that's following him. So this
awesome.
Yeah, this thief pulls into a parking lot in town, goes into a hardware store, buys a welding mask, goes out to the car, puts it on the welding mask, and is just staring at the eclipse.
So
the police cars start pulling around him and just take him away.
So you think he was just like sitting at home, like, man, I really wish I had a welder's mask.
I don't have a ride.
I don't have a ride to the hardware store, so I'm just going to steal this car and go. My thing is, all right, so if you've already stolen a car, I am not advocating stealing
anything. No.
But he still bought the welding mask?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, so you commit Grand Theft Auto, but you know what? I'm going to go inside.
I want to know if he used a credit card for that. So there's, like, he's leaving a trail behind him.
My thing is, but I'm going to pay for this $12 welding mask.
Right.
Wouldn't want to steal it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I just think it was funny that he was being pursued and he didn't realize it.
He was way
just going to see the eclipse. He was in the dark.
did you look at the eclipse?
I didn't stare at it. No, I kind of watched the area around.
Okay,
because I didn't have the proper glasses.
Yeah, I didn't either. And it was cloudy. It was actually cloudy out here.
Oh, okay. In Manchester, it wasn't too bad. I heard the crickets going nuts. The birds going nuts.
It was weird because I had like no interest in it. like, I'm pretty sure I've seen a lot of videos on the eclipse, you know? Like, okay. All right. And it was a huge deal. But we went, had a doctor's appointment early in the day. Then I went to Sacred Heart and officially signed paperwork and got a tour and got keys and all that stuff. So then we went out to lunch, Worcester Street Pizza.
Excellent choice.
Yep, two small pizzas. We got a Crunch Time, which is a cheeseless pizza with taco meat and spicy chicken and other things that's delicious.
No pineapples, though.
No pineapples. what was the other one? Yeah, it was like some kind of pesto pizza, which is awesome.
Jen would love that. She loves pesto.
Oh,
anything
so
pesto.
Just anything.
Anything.
Just with a spoon of pesto sauce.
It's a food group for her.
That's funny. It was funny. So on our way to Worcester Street, Eva's like, listen, we are not getting the peanut butter pizza. I'm like, but it's peanut butter and bacon. She's like, no, we're not getting that. Can we not get the peanut butter and bacon? I'm like, I guess. But it's so good. If you haven't had the peanut butter and bacon pizza. So if you like peanut butter toast and you like bacon, just add cheese and you got yourself that pizza. It's delicious. Intriguing. It is. Skippy's Dare. Worcester Street Pizza. Manchester, Connecticut. Check it out. Highly recommend it.
All right.
Yeah, it's really good. So, yeah, but the eclipse. So you kind of just saw it, like, on reflections and other
things? Yeah, like, just kind of watching the property around me. Because I went home because Jen and I were actually meeting with Father Andy to just fill out paperwork and see how we did on the test and everything. And good news, he says we're clear to get married.
Nice.
Which is good because we're a month away, so it's good to know.
So, marriage prep. Did you guys do the like marriage class? Did you go for the weekend?
Yes, we went to, it was a 1 day workshop with married couples, just kind of giving us some tips and what's worked for them, and then just kind of going through booklets and go, well, what do I see in this situation?
Yeah.
Versus what do you see in this situation? And then, so then we had a meeting with Father Andy up in his church in Windsor, where he gave us two basically like personality tests.
Yep.
Where we fill out our side, Jen fills out her side, and we're sitting on opposite side of the tables. And we're like, what did you put for this? Don't ask. You're not supposed to ask. Okay. So there were a few things where afterwards, you know, they collected the papers and they were going to review it and everything. And that's what we're meeting with Father Andy about on Monday. But, it was funny. We went out into the parking lot. I was like, what did you put for this one? Okay, I put the same thing. And it was, just kind of having a discussion on it. Because some of the questions, are black and white. But there are some questions where it's like, well, there's room for some interpretation. And it could change depending on the situation. So we agreed on some of those things. So,
but some of those things?
Well, the ones that we brought up, we agreed on them. And Father Andy even said, the stuff where even though some things were a little off, he said, for the most part, he says, you're perfect. He said, some of these things need discussion, but any couple's going to see that. But
that's the point. That's the point of that activity. You know, it's not designed to be like, nope, you can't get married because of this. It's to have those discussions, have open and honest communication between us. So that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. We got 100% on the communication. So
that's great.
I think we're off to a good start.
Well, you did go to school for communication.
That's right.
That comes into play.
Hopefully that helps.
So that's just awesome. And that's part of the reason why Eva and I started doing the scriptures and just kind of talking about today's reading and stuff like that, where she's like, I don't like this parable. But then we're just talking about it. She's like, I love the fact that, when you're talking about heaven, that's what you get. But she's like, man, you get stuck in the workplace and the daily grind and all that stuff. Right. And, it's just awesome. Open discussion. And I love it. And it's going to be
Well, what I thought awesome was cool, activity. Too, was, and you miss it if you look at it, if you breeze past it. But when they said going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and he said to them, why are you standing here idle all day? And they answered, because no one has hired us. For me, I kind of saw that it's for some of the people that don't really know what their calling is in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he says, you too go into my vineyard. He has work for you. He has gifts that he's given you and he has a calling for you.
Yep.
And I feel like that's him where all of a sudden these people who are standing around are realizing this purpose that they have in life and that joy that they feel as they go, yes, I'm somebody. I'm called and I am loved.
Yeah, of course.
It's like that song. And you get that. And chosen.
If you've ever gone for a job and you get the job, you know that feeling. And it's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And so that does it for our podcast today. Just so much. We went over so much, tons of things. And you always can follow along, baconsmiles.org. Reach me, steve@baconsmiles.org. Pray for me and my new program at Sacred Heart Parish in Bloomfield, Connecticut. You can always come there and see me doing youth ministry. And thanks so much for everyone who supports us and listens. Subscribe on iTunes. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those things. I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Keep smiling and God bless.